Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning to you. Jetta Cameron and John Ritchie. A little overcast out there today. It's all right. Everything bad that happens today, I'm going to say, it's all right. Got a 2-0 football team. Got a great baseball. Well, I'm still not sure they're a great baseball team, but they're really, really good. I know that. Hey, you know what I know is great? Turkey Bowl. It's back. Better be great. Turkey Bowl 7. So it's presented by Cheney University. We thank Cheney University for their participation with Turkey Bowl. Cheney University, empowering minds, cultivating leaders, and shaping futures. And look, Turkey Bowl is something we've done 6 times before. We're excited for it. Now, look, this one may not be on Thanksgiving Day. Most have been on Thanksgiving Day, but we're actually broadening the timeline of when this can be. Anywhere between November 21st, 22nd, all the way through November 27th.
I like the flexibility.
Yes. Because what we realize, John, is a lot of schools have moved off of Thanksgiving or even Thanksgiving Eve. And so it's like, all right, well, let's give other schools.
Would you say give them some optionality?
Optionality, to use a Sam Hinkie term. So here's the deal with Turkey Bowl. Hopefully you know what it is, but if you don't, it's going to be a high school football game that is played on WIP. So if your little Johnny plays for, and he's not that little, he's probably bigger than me and kick my butt. If Johnny plays for, pick a school, John. Yeah, Northeast! And then bang! His game can be right there on WIP. In November, maybe on Thanksgiving Day. So here's how you nominate your school. Get to your athletic director or principal. Have the athletic director or principal get to this website, 94WIP.com. That's our website, 94WIP.com. Nominate the rivalry game. And then in the ensuing weeks, obviously it'll get whittled down to find out which game is going to be the featured game this year for Turkey Bowl 7. We've had 6 other games through the years. We hope to do this for a long time. Turkey Bowl, also thank you to returning sponsors, which include Roto-Rooter Plumbing and Water, Bradford White Water Heaters, and Verizon. Get to your athletic director and principal and have them get to 94WIP.com. Nominate the game. The nominating period runs through September 28th, and 7 rival games will be chosen, and then we'll go from there. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Have we been too hard on the Eagles out of the gate? Been pretty critical. They are 2-0. And the Phillies, do you think Rob, and Phillies lost, by the way, last night. I know a lot of people didn't say it. They lost kind of a clunker. It's okay. But do you think Rob Thompson's job is definitely safe, regardless of the outcome of the postseason? Put another way, is he the manager next year if they get bounced in the first round of the playoffs? Or if he screws something up in a major spot? Trevor and Exton. Trevor, good morning.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Going great.
So, Topper is 100% safe. I mean, the Phillies have made the won the NL East, 13 times under him? At the end of the day, the only thing Middleton is concerned about is butts and seats.
Well, that's definitely not the only thing he's concerned about. That's not fair to John Middleton. That's not fair. I mean, it's not right. He is concerned about that, but it's not the only thing, man. That's not right.
I mean, obviously, he wants the trophy back, which, you know, everybody does at this point, but Topper's point, you know, he's done everything he could do. The only thing that I...
Oh, we're losing Trevor.
I have the distraction of, you know...
Oh, in and out. In and out. In and out. In and...
The movie with Kevin Klein.
Not really knowing what you're saying.
Let me give you the argument totally against Trevor based on what he used. And it's not accurate, but let's just say supposition for a moment that it is, that all John Middleton cares about is people in the seats. There's going to be a malaise if they lose in the postseason early. They're going to be a malaise if they lose in the postseason, period. They're certainly going to be a malaise if they lose in the postseason early, and it's going to affect next year, and people are going to want some heads to roll. It's a fact. And I know everyone's going to say, well, get rid of Castellanos, and they might, but they might not be able to because he's owed $20 million next year, and no one wants the guy.
I think he's gone. I think they'll find a way.
I do too, James. Yeah, I think they're going to eat almost all of it.
They'll
trade him to like the Pirates, and the Pirates will pay him $3 million, and the Phillies will pay $17 million.
I'm right there with you.
Right, James?
That's my guess. Something like that.
But the Topper thing, it's like people are going to want more than just Casty gone. And by the way, guys, I want to be clear. I'm not advocating for Rob Thompson to be gone. I'm a big fan. Although, I got to see what happens in October. I'll give you my assessment after October of whether he should stay or go based on what happens. Obviously, as of now, you know, he should be the manager for next year. But let's see what happens. And I know that on the principle that that John Middleton's going to want to connect with the fan base, which they have and he has in a big way over the last couple of years, it has clearly been proven this regular season not as easy to do when you keep losing in the postseason. So I don't think it's inconceivable he gets zipped if the Phillies lose, but I think it's unlikely, but absolutely not inconceivable. 215-592-9494. All right, up ahead, something about Kyle Schwarber and numbers related to him as a free agent. Really, really interesting stuff I found. We'll get to that. Baldy on Jalen Hurts and the conservative nature of how he plays quarterback in the passing offense. John Gruden, something tremendous on the tush push. We'll get to that.
Oh, tush push and John Gruden?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I can't wait.
Wait till you hear it. Wait till you hear it.
John Ritchie.
You know, Gruden had one play. He had one play in our offense.
And it wasn't the tush push.
It wasn't the tush push, but this is right up his alley.
All right,
I can't wait to hear what he
thinks. You're gonna like what he says. Let's put it this way. He is pro tush push, pro Philadelphia Eagles. We'll get to Gruden on all that. Plus, Jason Kelce joins us around 7:30 for about an hour. Looking forward to having Jason in here. He'll field phone calls with us. Talk to you. 215-592-9494 on 94WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.